I wish to extend a warm welcome to anyone who might be visiting the cathedral today. Thank you for coming and joining us in this celebration of Mass. I also wish to extend my greetings to those of us who are joining us via live stream. The day of our Lord's birth is drawing near. And in the scripture readings today, we hear of God's wise plan to prepare for the coming of his Son. For he chose the Blessed Virgin Mary to prepare that sacred place where the Son of God could be conceived within her womb and born into the world for our salvation. And so it seems fitting when we contemplate how God chose Mary to bring this about, why it is important for us to have devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Why is it important for us to be devoted to her? And in what does that devotion really consist? First of all, God gave her a unique and irrepeatable mission that only she has fulfilled in God's plan of salvation, namely becoming the mother of our Savior. And by opening up her life and her heart to this working of the Holy Spirit, Christ has been brought into the world and brought to everyone. So Mary's entire life, her entire mission, is to bring Christ to everyone. We all share in this mission to some degree, for example. When people come into the church, I often ask, well, you know, what brought you to the Catholic Church? And usually it's a relationship they have with a Catholic, someone they know who's been a positive influence of faith that has led them in that direction. And so God chooses to work through us to bring people to Christ. And first and foremost, he has chosen Mary to bring Christ to everyone. While we all have a mission to bring Christ to some, she has this mission to bring Christ to everyone. For the Savior of the world was conceived in her womb and born for us and for our salvation. And so devotion to Mary recognizes the Lord God for his plan. And devotion to Mary then helps us develop an ever closer union with her Son, because it is her desire, her mission, to bring us closer to her Son. So that is the abiding reason why we have devotion to Mary, to become closer and closer to Jesus. It is her mission to bring Christ to us. So, in what does devotion to Mary, consist? I think we can sort of summarize it in three essential areas. First, devotion to Mary entails loving her and honoring her. If we were to continue to read in St. Luke's Gospel a little bit longer after the passage that was read today, We read about the mystery of the visitation, where Mary visited her cousin Elizabeth. And in the course of that interchange, Mary says, "All generations will call me blessed, for the Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name." And so it is for us to take to heart this scripture passage and bring it to life, to call Mary blessed and to honor her and to love her. But the reason why we do so is precisely what Mary mentioned in the scriptures. The reason we love her, the reason we honor her, is because the Almighty has done great things for her, namely chosen her to be the mother of our Savior. And so in that way, the love we show Mary, the honor we show Mary, is really an expression of our honor to God for the great work that he has done in her. And failing to love Mary, failing to honor Mary, is really to ignore this great work that God has done in her. And do we not want to honor the Lord for that by recognizing her for what God has done in her life? And so this is an essential aspect of devotion to Mary, to love her, to honor her. And loving her and honoring her is really is an expression of our honor to God for the great things the Almighty has done for her. The second essential aspect of devotion to Mary is to seek her intercession, to ask her to pray for us, and to do what she tells us. We see an example of this in the Gospel according to John at the wedding of Cana. In a very simple way, Jesus intercedes for this newly married couple who have run out of wine at their wedding feast. And Mary says to her son, "Son, they have no more wine." And this shows how much Mary is concerned about all aspects of our life. And here she does not want the couple to be deprived of the joy of, you know, this great wedding feast. And she intercedes for them. They don't even ask. She intercedes. And then later in this same, you know, passage, this same account, she tells the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." In other words, Mary's instructions to us are to do whatever her son wants. And if we are to be truly devoted to Mary, we will ask her to intercede for us, for she cares about all of our needs. Nothing is too small to escape Mary's care and love for us and her desire to intercede for us. So let us ask Mary to pray for us, and also do what she instructs us, because what she does tell us to do is to do whatever her son wants. And what greater example of this do we have than in our gospel reading today, where with joy she follows the will of God and says, "Let it be done to me according to your word." Which brings us to the third essential element of devotion to Mary, and that is following her example. When Mary says, you know, "Let it be done to me," the real sense of this in the gospel account and in the original language is meant to convey a sense of joy and happiness in following the will of God. Oh, yes, with great joy, let this come to pass. Let this be done to me. And do we have that same attitude when it comes to following the will of God, that this is what brings us our greatest joy and our happiness, to let the Holy Spirit work in our life, to let God work in our life, and to follow the Lord's will wherever that may take us? Do we have this same attitude of the Blessed Virgin Mary, to be so filled with joy at doing the will of God that we accept it with a great sense of happiness? And so this is a very important aspect of the Blessed Virgin Mary's life and an important aspect of our devotion to her. To follow her example in how she receives God's will in her life. The second aspect of following Mary's example is our mission to bring Jesus Christ to others. Mary has this role of bringing Christ to everyone, for the Savior of the world, for everyone was born through her. And we all share in this to some degree, insofar as we have the mission to bring Christ to all of those with whom we have relationships. So do we strive to bring Christ into every relationship we have and make him known by the way we live our life, and also make him known by sharing with others how important Jesus is in our life? God has this wise plan for our salvation. He chose the Virgin Mary as the sacred place where his Son could take on our human nature and be born into the world for our salvation, to bring salvation to all of us. That we may come closer to Jesus, which is Mary's great desire and Mary's great mission, let us deepen our devotion to her. Let us love her and honor her. Let us seek her intercession and do what she tells us, for she tells us to follow the will of her Son. And let us follow her example by accepting with joy the will of God in our life and embracing our mission, like her, to bring Christ to others.